This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 or 4 months ago. The name of the company is Alimera Sciences, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ALIM. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have the gentleman. He's the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rick Eisworth. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett.
You know, if you would, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. We are we're an ophthalmology company. So we're a company that's focused on finding ways to treat diseases in the eye. And specifically, we are focused on treating diseases in the back of the eye. So we say the retina is our focus. We think there's a great opportunity to really build a company around retina specialists or physicians that treat disease in the back of the eye and their patients, because there's not really anybody else out there that focuses specifically on that. Most people that are in ophthalmology are treating, you know, sort of pole to pole. They treat the front of the eye and the back of the eye, and they're distracted, and that retina specialist and their patients don't get the focus. So we're really trying to build something special focused on those physicians and their patients. And we are doing it with our first product that is a product called Iluvien, which we believe is a better mousetrap or a better way to treat disease in the back of the eye. Our primary indication in the United States and in Europe right now is for a disease called diabetic macular edema. So it's for the leading cause of blindness for diabetic patients. It's when the retina starts to swell because you get leaky blood vessels in the back of the eye. You get edema and swelling, and I like to say that movie screen starts to lose its shape, and therefore people start to lose the focus of their vision. Traditionally, DME, or diabetic macular edema, and other diseases in the back of the eye are treated with short-term, or what I like to call acute therapies. So they're injections in the eye, patients literally getting needles in the eye. I don't think most people realize that patients often get needles in the eye, with drugs that are short-term in nature, or again, acute, and last for 30, 60, 90 days, and frankly allow for the disease to come back and return. And what happens is the patient gets a lot of waxing and waning of the disease. My mother-in-law, prior to her passing, you know, was treated with an injection every 5 weeks in one eye and every 8 weeks in another eye. And if you play that over an extended period of time, that means she's going into the doctor's office for injections in the eye literally 45 to 50 times over the course of 3 years. So we're trying to address that problem. We believe what we have is a better mousetrap to treat disease. Again, it's the only durable therapy out there. It's a micro insert in the eye, literally 1/32nd the size of a grain of rice. So it's very tiny, and it holds enough corticosteroid to treat the disease for up to 3 years. And it delivers what we call consistent microdosing. So like the other drugs, it's a needle in the eye, but it's once every 36 months, hopefully, as opposed to once every 30 or 60 days. And provides that durable therapy to keep the eye quieter and stop disease from coming back. So we're trying to change the paradigm and get doctors to think about using our drug much earlier in the treatment program with their patients.
Why aren't more doctors using it today? It sounds like an incredible product.
Yeah, we did. We're pretty proud of it. I won't say that it's not used. We've treated about 35,000 patients around the globe today, but we obviously think a lot more should be the opportunity for it. I think it's the lack of data. And recently we've made some steps to try to change that. Our drug, just to give you a little bit of history, was initially the development started back in 2005. It wasn't completed until 2014. And along the way, while we were trying to get our drug out there and make it available to patients, these shorter term therapies were developed. And so our original trials were not head to head against the standard of care. The standard of care right now is a drug called Eylea, which is what's called an anti-VEGF injection. To give you some perspective on the size of that opportunity, it's a $7.5 billion drug around the globe. And right now we're doing about 50 million, 50 to 55 million on an annual basis. So, you know, big gap there, but we intend to close that gap. We're doing what's called the New Day study, which is a head-to-head comparison against that standard care. I'll tell you, a lot of people think we're crazy, you know, because we're this small little company trying to go up against the big guys. But we're sort of putting our money where our mouth is, and we're running a head-to-head study in naive or nearly naive patients, and we expect to get the results of that study over the next couple of years. So we're continuing to grow as we are, but we expect to be able to take a big chunk out of that standard of care, you know, over the next couple of years.
stock price around $6.84, market cap around $37 million. All that being said, how big is your company?
So you touched on our stock price. We think we're quite undervalued. I will comment on that because, we're actually trading at less than 1x revenue, which isn't typical for the pharmaceutical industry. We've got a big opportunity to grow, where we are right now. And then that New Day study, sort of the option value to ramp the revenue a lot faster and later. We've got a pretty good footprint. We've got about 140 employees in the U.S. and in Europe. Our product right now is available in about 12 countries around the globe. We are trying to spread our geographic footprint for a couple of reasons. One, just to grow revenue. We hope to be in another 6 or 7 countries by the end of 2021. And the reason we're growing that footprint is to grow revenue, but also to create value for other people that want to launch drugs in the retina space. It took us a while to get to profitability. It's very, very difficult to launch a product as a single product company in this space. And so as we continue to expand our network, we hope to add other products to our bag, whether it is in our development pipeline or helping other people that have approved products commercialize them in this space. So trying to build out that infrastructure and really leverage what we have here, to make this a broader company in the future.
I noticed that you guys are in about 13 countries. I think that's including United States. Where is the growth coming from?
Well, so we are in the U.S. and in Europe. We have right now we're commercially available in 8 countries in Europe. In addition to the U.S., Germany, the U.K., Portugal, Ireland, Spain, France, and Italy, and we just launched in the Netherlands. So we hope to be able to grow. First growth point is growing organically in all those markets. We have a big opportunity, again, to get more doctors using our product and using it earlier in their treatment paradigm. Second piece is continued geographic expansion. As I said, we actually hope to be in another 6 or 7 countries by the end of next year. We have new partnerships that we've just signed covering the Benelux territories, covering the Nordic countries. We've got a partnership in the Middle East we hope to expand. So there's a lot of room for continued geographic expansion. We actually have a second indication for another disease state called uveitis, which is a very inflammatory disease, doesn't have the competition of the anti-VEGF Eylea product that I mentioned earlier. It's traditionally treated with systemic steroids. And so the idea of giving a localized steroid makes a lot of sense. And that drug has only been launched, the drug's only been launched for that indication in Germany and the UK so far. So we hope to spread throughout Europe with that indication over the next several months and throughout 2021 as well. So a lot of opportunity for us to grow on all three of those fronts.
As you know, Rick, COVID has paralyzed a lot of companies, especially companies in your space and the health space and just general all industries included. That being said, how have you guys managed to overcome the COVID crisis?
Everett, I appreciate the question. I'm really proud of my team and the way we've managed things in COVID. If you look back historically, Alimera took a long time to get to the point they were profitable. I've been CEO here for just over 2 years now, and I had a goal back in 2019 to get us to break even, start generating a little bit of profit so we didn't have to raise more equity and continue suffering losses out there, raise money in the equity markets. We did that last year. We actually had a very profitable Q4 of last year, which got us to break even for the whole year, and we met that goal. And the reason I tell you that is it actually positioned us at a point where we had enough critical mass to really survive COVID. We made a decision in early April that we could control our external costs, but that we were going to protect our employee base and keep everybody in place on board. And we've gotten through COVID without, furloughing a single employee, without laying anybody off. And frankly, our revenue for the year is only down about 6 or 7% versus 2019. So we really weathered the storm very well, haven't had to raise any equity money. And I the reason I'm so proud of that and I'm pleased with it is because it really positions us to take advantage of the opportunity coming out of COVID. COVID sort of highlights the value of our product because when patients have been able to not make it back for those shorter term injections, really they've suffered from losing more vision than they've ever had in the past. And a lot of them have come back worse. So the value of a durable, long-term, consistent therapy has really been highlighted by the COVID situation. And being able to have my entire employee base on board, going into 2021 and maintain those relationships with doctors, I think will really positions us well, as I said, to kind of rebound and come out of this.
Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. But before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I think, we've got a really special and unique product, right? And I think a unique product out there is important. Importantly, we're a stable company, right? We've weathered the storm of COVID and gotten through this just fine with a lot of opportunity to grow in the future. So You've got a strong undervalued commercial company, and there's a lot of opportunity for that option value or excitement in the future if this New Day study that I talked about, you know, provides what we think it will to the marketplace.
For my listeners, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. This is going to be another one. This is my personal opinion. I think the company is grossly undervalued here at a market cap around 36, 37 million, but that's my personal opinion. Take a look at them. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ALIM. You've been listening to Rick Eisworth. He is the CEO and president of the company. And the company that we're highlighting today here is Alimera Sciences, Inc. And you can find them at their website at alimerasciences.com. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days. And please give us an update of what's going on.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.